On this episode, I'm going to teach you guys how to post about real estate the right way without boring your audience to tears.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 207 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and I am super excited today to talk to you about how to post about your listings the right way, because most agents, they just don't. They just post, check out my listing, and it's hot garbage, and people tune it out. People don't follow you anymore because you just put out hot garbage. And hot garbage doesn't perform so well on social media. It needs to stand out. And you've heard me before talk about posting just a little bit about real estate and usually nothing about real estate. But every once in a while, you do need to post about real estate. But the question is, how? How do you do it? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before I jump into that, I'm super excited. I've teased this before, but we're finally, in February 4th in Salt Lake City, Utah, we're going to be doing the very first ever Massive Agent live in-person event. It's going to be the Massive Agent Society Live. We're going to be focusing on four different aspects of your business: media, mindset, marketing, and lead gen, and then master planning, how to really make sure that you're going in the right direction, that you have the right plan in place. And we're going to do this in one day, Saturday, February 5th. We only have spots for 20 people. So make sure that you go to register right away and get your ticket booked. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/live event. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/live event, and we'll link that up in the YouTube description and the show notes of the podcast. But we only have room for 20, guys, because this is an in-person event, not Zoom. Super excited to meet you in person and spend the whole day with you. We'll be doing something cool the night before as well for you guys that want to travel in on Friday. More details over on the website, though, MassiveAgentPodcast.com/live event. And I hope to see you in Salt Lake in February for the Massive Agent Society Live. And I'll be talking a little bit more between now and then about why we're doing the Society Live. The Massive Agent Society is going to be completely and totally new. Everything that it was before, it's now not that. It's going to be better. It's going to be more than that. And so... there's the hint. Between now and February, you'll learn more. And those who are here in Salt Lake for the live event, you're going to get to experience what the new society is like in person. And it's going to be cool. So see you guys there. All right. Posting about real estate, kind of important, right? The biggest pushback that I get whenever I'm telling agents, hey, you need to stop posting about real estate so much is, well, I have to share my listings. The seller will get all pissed off. I have to share my listings or the seller's going to think I'm not doing my job. Okay, but how are you sharing it? Because honest to God, most of you guys, when you post, when you do this duty that you must do to the seller to post their listings, you freaking mail it in like a lazy piece of shit. You just grab the link to the MLS listing, you post it and say, check out my new listing. Great. How dynamic and exciting. Check out my new listing. A lot of thought went into that. You must be a master marketer, right? Look, if I'm dancing all over your toes right now, it's on purpose because most of you don't realize you're doing it. I'm not saying you are a lazy piece of shit person, but what you're doing is lazy, okay? It takes more thought. And so that's what I'm going to teach you right now is what you should be doing instead. Now, with social media in general, you need to be grabbing attention of whoever's scrolling. If you want somebody to see your video, your post, your graphic, whatever it is that you're posting, if you want them to actually see it, the very, very first thing, and the only thing that matters, is do you get their attention? Because if you don't get their attention, then what happens? They scroll right on past it now, don't they? They scroll right on past it. That kind of sucks. So you put all this time and effort into this post, you created this graphic, you had a professionally done video, but nobody watches it because it never got their attention in the newsfeed. Maybe the topic you picked sucked, the way that it was presented with the thumbnail image or that it was just a boring, you know, whatever. You've got to get their attention first. Okay, so the way to get their attention is by thinking. So you got to take a step back. What about your listing is so cool? What are the best aspects of this new listing? Is it, and maybe it has nothing to do with the house itself. This is where you have to think, okay, if I could, if I had a chance to tell everybody one thing about this new listing, what would it be? What's the one thing that if they came to see it, or if they heard about this one thing, they would absolutely schedule a showing and probably make an offer? What is that? That's what you need to share on social, not the front of the house, or God forbid, a stock image with a link to your listing. I've seen that before too. So it's a stock image of a for sale sign, and it's not even the listing itself. Okay, that's an interesting strategy. So what about the house or the neighborhood or the location is awesome? Maybe it has nothing to do with the house. Maybe the house is a piece of shit. Maybe the house is just boring, middle of the road, split entry, you know, blah, four bed, two bath. There's a trillion of them. Okay, well, maybe it's so awesome because it's right across from a certain park, or it's within walking distance of a new shopping center, or within a certain school district, or there's a bus stop nearby or a train station or whatever. Maybe the view from the back porch when the sun is setting is just incredible. So show that. That's what you need to show, because you share the most attention-grabbing thing, and guess what? You've grabbed their attention, right? That was a Yogi Berra type of saying. When you grab their attention, you have their attention, right? So do that, and then they can see more about the house. Then they can look at the bedrooms and the bathrooms and all the stuff and read your description, all of that. So most agents, myself included, when I first got into this business, because I didn't know better. I didn't have a podcast like this telling me or giving me the perspective to really understand why you shouldn't just post a link and say, check out my new listing. I thought, cool, I checked the box. I shared it. Now I need to do it on every platform. That's how you get people to tune you out, guys. If it's just check out my new listing, or I'm live at my open house, come see me from 11 to 1. Well, why? Why should they? Why should they come see you? If you're running Facebook ads for your new listing, find the best photos or video that you have of the house. Okay, this one listing that whenever I'm speaking or training for other brokerages or other agents or any of our training programs, I always show them how this one listing that I had a while back in West Jordan, Utah, one of the suburbs of Salt Lake, it was just kind of a middle of the road house. That there were a ton of them like it. It wasn't even the nicest on the street, let alone the neighborhood. It was just, it was average. But the master bedroom was freaking huge. It was the biggest damn master bedroom I've ever seen. And so as I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is the biggest master bedroom I've ever seen. Click. The biggest master bedroom you've ever seen. That became the headline for everything I did with the marketing for that house, with Facebook ad, with posts, with everything. Okay, with the first line of the description on the MLS that gets syndicated out to all the websites. The biggest master bedroom you've ever seen. And so guess what I showed? Rather than the front of the house, which the driveway had a big oil stain on it, rather than that picture, the first photo on our MLS was the giant freaking master bedroom, which we had staged, by the way, because it was so big it looked like a conference room. You know, it needed some furniture in there. So it still looked like this conference room, but that's okay, because the headline was possibly the biggest master bedroom you've ever seen. Now, when you're posting it, don't just post a bunch of text. If you've noticed, if you'll pay attention, this is a skill that you really need to work on, guys. Pay attention to what you're paying attention to while you're scrolling on social. There's another Yogi Berra type comment. Pay attention to what you're paying attention to. Be conscious about what is grabbing your attention. What are you reading? If you read a post, why did you read it? I guarantee you, if someone just posts a big text-only paragraph with no emojis, no spacing between the lines or nothing, you're not going to read that shit. You're just going to be like, ugh. But if you break it up and there's lines and separated, you know, different sentences, and there's some emojis in there, it sticks out more, it's broken up so it's easier on the eye, easier to digest, and more likely to be read. So use some emojis in there. So something that I love to do is you say, the biggest master bedroom I've ever seen, or you've got to see this, you got to see the view from the back porch, or, you know, lakefront property. You know, saw a moose in the backyard last night, you know, something like that. That would get my attention if there was a moose in the backyard of a listing. But you do some emojis. So like bedrooms, put a bed emoji and then the number. So he doesn't have to say bedrooms 4, bathrooms 2. So use emojis for those, like the bed, the shower, or toilet for a bathroom or whatever. And then like the location, use a little pin emoji and then do West Jordan or Somerville or whatever the hell the area is. I better be careful. I'm going to unplug my headphones again. Oops. Anyhow, you guys notice a trend here. Like this, notice the underlying theme. It just takes a little more thought and a little bit more effort so that you're taking this listing that you have this obligation to share. I don't necessarily agree with it. Well, I do, but not you must share it on social. Yes, you should, but you should do it correctly. Okay. Correctly means you're thinking about how are you going to paint it in the best possible light, not the worst possible light, which is check out my listing. And then whichever image is first on the MLS, that's what shows up. Like that's lazy as hell. So guys, you can take the best photos. Maybe there's 6 of them and you put those in a Facebook post or an Instagram carousel post, you know, where you swipe the photos and then say link to the listing in my bio. If it's Instagram or on Facebook, you just put a link to your listing. And here's another tip. Why are you sending people to the MLS? Why are you using the MLS link? Why aren't you using your own website or your own single property website that you have your Facebook pixel on so you can retarget those that visit it with other ads, right? And then they're only seeing your branding. If it's on your website, they're seeing your face, your logo, your name. They're not bombarded by all these other agents, okay? On some MLSs, the MLS we have here in Utah, the biggest one, utahrealestate.com, consumers see ads for other lenders. And then there's an agent finder feature on there where they can search and find a realtor. I don't want them to be searching for other realtors on my listing. That's just not good business. So hopefully you have your own website where you can take the listing, the listing URL and share that on social. So everyone goes in your ecosystem, not someone else's. It just takes a little bit more time and thought to do that. Okay. So even here in Utah, I see a ton of agents sharing the MLS listing because it's a great website. It's very user-friendly. It's very easy to post and it looks great, but it's still somebody else's sandbox. You're still sending people to someone else's sandbox where they could potentially be exposed to credit unions that are advertising on the website or search for other agents. You don't want that. Okay? You want them in your ecosystem. It's branding yourself, and if they start looking at other listings that aren't yours, on your website, it's schedule a listing or schedule an appointment. And who does that go to? Not the listing agent. It goes to you. So use your link, and if you don't have a website, use a single property website or a landing page, something that you control. You can have your Facebook pixel on. You can have people opt into your email list if you're offering certain downloads like seller guide, buyer guide, you know, the 10 things that first-time buyers need to know in this market, stuff like that. You can offer that if it's on your website. You can't if it's on Zillow or the MLS or some other website that you don't control. So again, be a little bit more thoughtful about what's happening, about how it's going to be seen on social, and then put it in the best possible light. As you're walking through the house for the very first time, you need to be making a mental note. What about this house is awesome? Like what is so cool about this listing? What are you as a marketer? And hopefully you see yourself as a marketer. What are you as a marketer excited to share? Like whenever I would walk into a listing, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to focus on this and to share this and market this aspect because I thought like a marketer, not like a realtor, you know, as douchey as I could possibly say it. So think like a marketer who happens to be a real estate agent, a marketer who sells homes, and then you'll start to notice these things right off the bat. If you got to train yourself to do that, of course, it takes time, But if you're sitting down and you're like, all right, I have this new listing, I've got to start promoting it. What do I do? Just think about it. What impressed you? Is there a remodeled kitchen? Maybe they just put a double-sided fireplace between the master bedroom and the living room. Maybe they just got some cool new 14 shower head thing in the shower. I know where it blasts you from all different directions and sucks all the water pressure from a 3-block radius, but share that. Share the cool stuff, because if you think it's cool, if you think it's interesting, I guarantee you someone else will, and they're probably going to be people like you who would probably be good fits or who would be a good fit for you as a client. So be more thoughtful about how you do this. Speaking of being more thoughtful, how many of you guys have thought about your leads? How many of you thought about how the experience your leads have? If you get somebody, if you're running Facebook ads or somebody goes to your website and they become a lead, what happens to them? Okay, if they don't respond right away, are you forgetting about them? Is there a drip campaign going on? What does that look like? What is the user experience of somebody that becomes a lead in your system? For a lot of you guys, it's probably pretty shitty, okay? And it's because you're just not using the best tools, or you're just not thinking things through clearly enough. If you want to use the best possible tool to manage your leads, to deal with your contacts, to follow up with them over time, like a boss, you need to check out Follow Up Boss. Okay, they are, I believe, the best tool, the best CRM. It's not CRM, just doesn't do it justice. It's a client and lead management system. It's a business scaling system that happens to be a CRM as well. But all of that, they have stuff in place that makes it so easy, and it dramatically improves the user experience that a lead has. And what happens when you dramatically improve the experience a lead has? Well, they're going to think you're a pro. They're going to keep coming back. They're going to want to work with you rather than being pushed away because your system, your follow-up, your emails, your messages, they all just suck. Or they just don't even come, because a lot of you guys just don't send them. So you need Follow Up Boss. Thank God they're an awesome partner of this industry. And because you're a listener of this show, you can get a 30-day free trial, not just a 14-day trial, but a 30-day free trial. No credit card required, but you must use the link massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss, and they will hook you up with that trial. Jump in, set it up, use it, send some, get some leads coming into it and set up some drip campaigns. And I guarantee you, you're going to be like, oh, so that's why all the biggest names and biggest teams in the industry use this thing. Follow Up Boss is awesome. Check it out, guys. So before I wrap it up, one last call to action. Only 20 spots left for our first ever Massive Agent Society Live in Salt Lake City, Saturday, February 5th. I recommend you come in on Friday the 4th. All the details over on the website, massiveagentpodcast.com/live-event, and make sure you book it, get your ticket right away, and then we'll see you there, because it's going to be epic. We're going to start doing a lot more of these, but this is the first, and it's really going to kick off our relaunch of the Massive Agent Society, and everyone in attendance is going to get a first look at what it's going to be like. And I promise you, you're going to have such a deep impact on your business and on your life and on just your performance moving forward. You're going to wish that you could do this every week. So we'll see you guys there. MassiveAgentPodcast.com/live-event. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I will see you next week. Have a great one.